welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week, show after show, breaking those myths that mompreneurs and businesswomen building their businesses, especially from home, are just dabbling, you know, in between bake sales and getting our nails done. We're smart, we're savvy, and we are sharing the wisdom of women in business and in life. And today here on the Mompreneur Model Show, we're kind of doing a little combo because my guest has not only created a fabulous product called Wish Beads, but she's also the author of a book, Wish Work. And we're going to combine the two and actually do a mom-made product giveaway. So again, we'll be out there with likes, comments, and shares. We'll give it a week and see who gets to win a combo of these great. You're going to love them. So let me give you a little bit of information about Alexa. Alexa Fisher is the creator of the goal-setting wish-granting jewelry company, Wish Beads, and the author of the book, Wish Work. She's also an online educator, coach, and speaker whose works share the common goal of helping people go after their dreams, build their confidence, and break free from fear. And she's I can't even tell you how much fun you are going to have, not only looking at her jewelry, finding that wish that you want to make and incorporating it into it, but Wish Work is just a really charming book of how to get those intentions and your deepest desires and put them in motion. And believe me, by writing your wish on a tiny piece of paper, tucking that paper into the special cylindrical bead on your wish beads, you have a tangible reminder of what is important to you. Because once you've written down your wish, the next step is the wish work. And it's 21 days of uplifting messages to inspire you to keep taking those small steps to making your wish a reality. So I am so excited to be able to share her. So Alexa, welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Oh, thank you. I'm so excited to connect with you. And I'm just delighted to share my story with your audience.
I have to just share your journey. What made you come up with this idea?
Well, you know, it's a funny thing because in that classic entrepreneur way, the entire idea for Wish Beads was actually downloaded to me in the shower. So by downloaded, I mean that inspired moment where you're just, you know, in between shampoo and conditioner. I saw and heard the name Wish Beads, and I envisioned some experience where people could actually write their wish down and create this reminder, this visible reminder that you wear so that you stay inspired to take action towards what you want. And I was so like perplexed by this. I was teaching. I was a former actress. I had no intention of creating a product at the time, but I was so curious about this idea. And I immediately thought to myself, there's no way that the name Wish Beads is available. So like dripping wet, I run to the computer because I'm like, I'm just going to check. And sure enough, the name Wish Beads and the even the trademark for Wish Beads, all available. And I took that as a huge sign. And I thought, okay, if this idea came to me, then I must be crazy enough to go figure it out. And that's exactly what I did to make it a successful company.
I love that. So did you have experience? I'm serious. Did you have experience, you know, making jewelry and stuff like that before you decided, you know, having this epiphany in the shower?
Yeah, you know, actually not. I had no experience making jewelry. I had never, you know, really made a physical product. And when I talk about that, I knew when I started my company that you know, I wanted to create something beautiful and something meaningful and something that, you know, wasn't even something that I was actually making by hand in my home. But what I had done, and I think that that's what made me ready to receive this idea, was really built things from scratch. And in my case, I had transitioned from a professional actress, and I was sort of disillusioned with the fact that even though I was working all the time as an actress, I knew that I wasn't 100% fulfilled by it. There's actually a tremendous amount of waiting around on set. And I thought there was something more that I could give back with my genuine love of people, my skills about teaching people how to express themselves, you know, public speaking training, that sort of thing. So when the opportunity came to me where a friend of mine asked if I could be a media trainer for a pretty high profile client of hers, I jumped at that opportunity. And it was from that one experience that went well. And she said, you know, you should really have a website. And from that, I began this other chapter of my career building online courses, which I, you know, I I have about 100,000 students at this point online. And it was the act of building things from nothing was really the training ground, which made me go, okay, if I can figure out how to build an entire career from the ground up, you know, that was centered around coaching, speaking, and online courses, then it, those skills can translate into something new, like Wish Beads. And I used my network. I asked people that I knew for so many questions. How do I do this? Do you have a contact here? And I found that the more open I was to asking those questions, not pretending that I knew everything, actually the exact opposite, really opening myself up to say, you know what? I've got this idea. I feel compelled to teach people how powerful they are to make their wish beads come true. I mean, to make their wishes come true. Then I would get out of my own way, overcome those moments of hesitation, and really ask. And by asking, it's created this momentum. And slowly, slowly, I started to find my manufacturing partner. I would get people that I found, you know, an amazing assistant to help me build my website. I found a great designer. You know, things started to fall into place. And, you know, yes, it took time. And yes, it actually took a tremendous amount of effort, but it was a tiny step. One after one after one that actually led to the you know, the really growing of a very successful company at this point.
So for all the skeptics out there, does wishing actually work?
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're going to talk to people that are going to just be like, oh, you know, come on, I've made a wish. It doesn't work. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, people always want to throw the ditto. So
go
ahead.
Yeah, I get it. And look, I mean, I understand. We have to reinvent the wish, because right now the empty gestures like throwing a penny into a fountain or blowing out birthday candles, if we really stopped and said, do you really believe that wish is going to come true? Well, no, they're sweet gestures. But what happens and how we've been trained to wish is that we just sort of do a gesture and then we don't think about it anymore. But what you put your effort, your attention on has a bit of an attraction. It also inspires you to take action towards something. So with Wish Beads, and then consequently the book Wish Work, we're really retraining people to connect with how powerful they are to really name what is it that they want. So there's a conscious thought, right? I want to get maybe a new house. I want to make a certain amount of money. I want to fill in the blank. But with Wish Beads, the experience is a little bit different. So it actually begins with a guided visualization. You can sign up online and get it. You can see it on our YouTube channel. You can actually get it in our free Wish Beads app. But this guided visualization is an experience where you are invited to picture a moment where you're really living your wish. It's just a moment in time where everything feels just right. And by quieting your mind, opening up to that possibility of experiencing it and then seeing it in vivid detail, that's where you begin to just stop and say, what do I really, really want? I mean, when is the last time we gave ourselves that? Nobody gives us that opportunity. We have to seize that opportunity. So Wish Beads provides that experience. And then by writing it down in detail, which you can then do in your wish workbook, you can use in any journal you want, you capture those details. And in a way, it gives you a destination. Okay, so what is important to me? What is my deeper part of my soul longing for? What does that look like? What does it feel like? And the best way that I can describe the power of this is by using this analogy. I write about it in my book about going to a restaurant. Now, in real life, if you're hungry and you go to a restaurant and you say, I want food, to the waiter or waitress, you may or may not get what you want. And in my case, I'm a vegetarian. So if somebody puts this delicious filet mignon in front of me, that is not going to satisfy my hunger. But if I go to that restaurant and say, ooh, I am interested in a spinach ravioli with butternut sage sauce, that, and when I get it, oh, it is going to satiate me. It is going to satisfy me in the most fulfilling way. Because when you get to experience exactly what you want, boom, it just feels amazing. And it almost triggers you to say, well, what else do I want? What is going to feel so good? And then you start to live your life going, what do I want? And then you go and you go get it. You start to take action towards it. So wishing and the Wish Beads experience is about naming that thing that is going to deeply satisfy you. And there's a little, sometimes there's a little fear, disbelief around that, because what if you don't get what you want, you know? But if you don't try, how will you ever know? You'll have a better shot of getting what you want if you name it, if you allow that experience to just tickle your fancy, to delight your imagination. It's a game. So that's part one of the wish beads experience, is really stopping, picturing, imagining, tasting, and then writing it down so you know what to wish for. Then you capture the essence of that on a tiny piece of paper, and you roll it up, and you put it inside your wish beads jewelry. Now that's a physical, tangible reminder that you're going to wear on your body, so that when you're going about your day, and we're obviously going to be stressed out by life's, you know, traffic and your to-do list and all the other things in life that are, you know, demanding, but instead of freaking out and habitually, you know, kind of doing things that may or may not serve you, you have that reminder, that visible reminder to say, no, this is what I'm going to focus on. This is what's going to pull me out of that place from feeling slightly negative to slightly more positive. And then the wish work is a 21-day experience afterward, which we'll get to in a moment. But it's really about retraining people to learn how to really wish, wishing so that it'll work for you.
I like that. Wishing so it will work for you. No,
yeah,
I'm serious. But you know what? I have three children and now I have a grandson, and I've taught my kids their whole life. Thoughts are things. When they used to say to me, you know, Mom, I know you're going to say no. I was like, stop right there.
Yeah.
And they're like, what do you mean? I was like, well, you already gave yourself the answer, so you don't need to ask me the question. Oh, well, I was like, no. You already made up my mind, so we'll stay with that. And and so it was like, don't have my conversation for me, you know, and they finally learned. It was like, you know, they come and ask me something, and most of the time, unless it was ridiculous, why would I say no, you know, but it was thoughts are things. If you tell yourself, if you think you can, you can. If you, it's the little red engine. I think I can. I think I can. I think, you know, going up that hill.
Yes, yes.
If you tell yourself you can do it, you figure out how.
Right. And you have to go with the premise that anything is possible. So even if it is this idea that I'm sure that anybody listening right now has had experiences where you have experienced some sort of love, some sort of really deep, good feeling, whether it's the unconditional love of an animal, a pet, or the love that you experienced for a book or a movie that you saw, or the love of a great meal or friendship or some kind of love, you know, even, you know, aside from love with a partner, a spouse or whatever, that feeling is the feeling of that you're leaning into when you wish. And when you taste it, just like having that meal that satisfies you, you want more of it. You start to be like, oh, wait a minute, I know what this feels like. So let me name what I want. And then slowly, slowly take these tiny action steps, which is the basis of wish work, that are going to help me pay attention, take action, get really clear, because your happiness is really your responsibility. Your achieving your wish is really your responsibility. So while in a world that wants us to blame so many other things, circumstances, politics, other people in our lives, we have to turn that around, because the only thing that we can change really, really is ourselves. And, you know, I'm not selling sort of a pie in the sky idea. I'm sharing with people the concept of how powerful they are to make their wishes come true just through these tiny steps, naming it and taking action towards it. And that is just about changing your habits, changing what you're focusing on, and then giving people the experience. So when they taste it, they're like, wait a minute, this stuff actually works, because it does. It really works.
On that note, we're going to take a quick break and hear from our sponsors. I want to thank you all for tuning in. We'll be right back here on Word of Mom Radio.
As parents, keeping our school safe is our utmost concern. SafetyBags.com offers a line of clear bags and backpacks, not only for the students, but for the teachers, administrators, and everyone else entering that school, because asking our students to carry clear bags puts the responsibility of keeping our school safe literally on the backs of our children. Safety Bags offers a way to partner with the schools in keeping them safe. So visit us at safetybags.com and you will see why we are the clear choice. Because safety, it's in the bag.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than 1 in 4 children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated. treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
Join stadiumbags.com in our efforts to keep schools safe. 10% of every bag sold will now be donated to different organizations promoting safety in our learning environments. Not only do our clear bags take the hassle out of going through security, but they make a difference. So join us at stadiumbags.com because you'll see why we are the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
And we're back here on Word of Mom Radio with Alexa Fisher. We have been talking about wish beads and her book, Wish Work, and how powerful our thoughts really are. And so I want to continue because now I'm going to ask you the hard part. What was your biggest obstacle in getting all of this done?
Well, I think inevitably when you have something that you want, things are going to come up. And if we start to understand that obstacles are actually our best teachers, you know, this is where we get the rubber meets the road where you're like, huh, I got to figure something out. And the sweet satisfaction when you do figure it out is really, really part of the journey. So for me, the obstacle, you know, as we spoke about, was figuring out how to make a physical product. And this is, you know, that brought up so many different levels of complexity, very different from creating digital products or, you know, coming in as a speaker or a coach, a trainer. You know, that really was about, it just had a different skill. So for me, the idea of figuring out the physical, tangible, you know, creating a product, manufacturing, distribution, that was really, really challenging. It was also, the stakes got a lot higher because you're also putting out, you know, money to create products before you know whether or not you're going to sell them. But again, I think that I really had trust in this whole journey that if I received this idea, if this idea came as a seed of inspiration for me, there also was a reason for this. And this goes back to my belief system, that if this idea came to me, then there must be some divine force at play that knew that I had the wherewithal to figure it out. Marie Forleo, who's someone that I've followed for years, she wrote a book called Everything is Figure Outable. And I think I took that philosophy as I was creating Wish Beads and really thought, okay, so let's just figure it out. But instead of pretending that I knew everything, as I mentioned before, I really opened myself up to, boy, who can I ask? What network can I rely on that can, you know, honestly share their experience, their connections, their insights to help me? And what I love about what you're creating, Dori, is this idea of really sharing stories. So in a world where it's so easy to sort of, you know, look at the Instagram lives of people that appear to be more successful than we are, and there's that temptation to kind of compare and despair or stay small, you know, there is this amazing network of women and men who are you know, who have done things, and the more that we help one another, the more that we can all rise together and sort of make our wishes come true, make our dreams come true, make our goals happen. And I think that that's what's exciting. So anybody listening who, you know, has a glimmer of an idea, you know, put it in motion, ask, open yourself up, overcome that moment of hesitation that says I can't or I don't know how to do something and say, huh, I don't know how to do something, so I'm going to go figure it out. I'm going to go ask somebody. I'm going to go get really curious, because the intention, that the energy of curiosity opens you up to this idea of receiving the information, to stay inspired to ask. And there's a lot of power there.
I love the energy of curiosity. That was a great quote. So let's shift over to the book and let's talk about Wish Work.
Sure. Well, Wish Work began, I'm really a teacher first and foremost. And when I thought about wishing, I really thought about, like, what keeps it from this empty gesture and then transcends and makes it into this powerful experience. And to me, I don't know if you ever saw the movie. Did you see the movie The Secret? Okay, so The Secret, it seems like your kind of movie. It's based on this idea of the law of attraction and That is, you know, what you focus on expands. Now, in The Secret, there was this moment that I remember quite vividly of an individual sitting in a Lazy Boy chair and kind of picturing what they wanted. But what stuck with me was that they were just sitting in the Lazy Boy chair, as if all you have to do is picture it vividly, which I believe in, and then you just sit back and it comes to you. And for me, I thought, I think there's a bit more. If I look at my own journey, I picture a lot of things. I'm a very visual person. But when things happen to me, it's because I then took action. I did a little bit of work to make it happen. The visualization was the pin in the map. It was the identifying where I wanted to go. But the work is about taking those tiny steps to get there. So wish work is a game, in my opinion. It's 21 days of wildly simple exercises to help you tune in to how supported you are, to how much, for example, let me give you a few examples. The first day is called Time to Smile. Little exercise that says focus on how many smiles can you focus on today, and what happens as a result. You know, when you smile at someone, they smile at you. What happens? So you're invited to do little something during the day, and then you reflect on it at night. It began, Wish Work began as a 21-day email sequence. It still is. People can sign up for it on my website. It then turned into a free app on iTunes called Wish Beads. Guided visualization is there. The 21 days are there. Even a little audio message from me in the morning to talk about the wish work of the day. And then I decided to take it one step further, which was create a book that really talked about the journey of Wish Beads, how it came to be, the principles behind how it worked, and then the 21 days. And actually, it functions as a journal, so where you can record the visualization and the reflections of the 21 days itself. Now, with the wish work, there are other, you know, calls to action, little activities. One of the days you're noticing the lyrics of songs that are playing on the radio. You know how you randomly hear something and you get a message just at the right time? And is there a secret meaning for you? You know, maybe there's some resonance there. For me, when I have had that moment where, in fact, I'll give you a little story. I was driving to go have actually a radio interview, and I was in a tremendous amount of traffic, which is a little bit of a pain point for me here in Los Angeles. There's lots of traffic here. And I was starting to get very anxious. This was a very big interview opportunity. I, of course, wanted to be on time. It was a bit far from my house. And I'm driving in the car feeling a bit stressed out, and suddenly this song came on the radio that was Don't Stop Believing from Journey. And in and of itself, the title of the song, if you're familiar with that song, in and of itself, that was a powerful reminder. But it also was a very personal song for me, which I'm not going to go into the details, that was connected to a friend of mine who had passed away. And I felt in that moment, I felt her presence, my friend who passed away. That song was very meaningful to her, and it was a message, and I just went, no, I'm going to trust that this is all going to work out. It was just what I needed to hear just in that moment. Now, people can say, is that real? Well, I don't know if it's real or not, but I can tell you one thing. My feelings really changed. My feelings shifted, and I went back to this place of trust. I felt connected and supported, you know, and that's what part of the wish work is about. There's also tangible calls to action. Some of the wish work exercises are like, look in your calendar and put something in your calendar, you know, that is related to your wish. So if you're imagining and picturing yourself on the beach in Hawaii, where your feet feel just like you're sunk into the warm sand, you can hear your kids like, you know, splashing in the water. This is what you've pictured and imagined. Well, put something in your calendar that's related to your wish. It might be, you know, researching, you know, flights on Expedia. It might be, you know, calling a friend who went to Hawaii and getting some recommendations. So there are tangible things that you can do. And there's also just opening yourself up to seeing coincidences, connections, and learning how to train your mind to experience day-to-day life in just a slightly different way. It's like a game.
I'm sitting here, I'm smiling because especially the music. My mom has gone 26 years, January is 26 years, and actually January 10th, I'm now older than my mother was. Kind of interesting because it's changed my point of reference. I don't have one anymore. But she's come to me in music for 26 years. And on a continuous basis, it's unbelievable how often she does it at my most difficult times, my happiest times, whatever, just letting me know that she's there. You know, she may not be physically there, but, you know, so absolutely agree with you that it will. I believe it was your friend letting you know that, you know, don't stop believing. Again, back to the thoughts or things, you know, there's so much that we experience in life. And how do you react to it?
You know, there are these voices, and it's so amazing. And look, I'm in the business of wishing and manifestation and positive thoughts, as I know you are. And yet still, there is some kind of inner critic or whatever voice inside of us that wants to pull us out of that alignment, of that intention. And so that is also a habit of when you hear that voice, it's like, whatever kind of self-criticism. It is a practice, a mindfulness practice in and of itself to say, okay, hey, settle down. This is what I choose to focus on. This is what I choose. And that when you start making those shifts, and that's what wish work is all about, making those gradual shifts, reminding you how connected, how powerful you are, how much you can choose to lean into your happiness and positivity, and that it's not just an empty concept, it's an experience. And the more you do that, the more you see, okay, I do have some power over these limiting thoughts in my head, and I can quiet them just a little bit and open myself up to the power that I have to choose where I'm focusing my attention. And then that becomes, that creates its own momentum. And you start to see, okay, I feel lighter. I feel more open. I'm attracting more positive people because energy attracts light, like energy, you know? And so the more that you are standing in your positive power, the more people are coming towards you that have that same. It's like a vortex where you are naturally attracting those people and actually also naturally repelling the people that are seeking other negative energy. It's amazing how that happens. So there really is just like so many wins about this. I just encourage people to just give it a go.
Well, you know, let's face it, you have nothing to lose. You have nothing to lose by making a wish and spending 21 days of little tiny things. When I tell you, it's just an enjoyable book, and it's an enjoyable thing to just, we forget to breathe, to just take that breath, to take that 5 minutes of just taking yourself out of whatever is going on and just giving you that inner peace.
That's right. That's right.
And especially as mompreneurs, you know, because
we
focus the least on ourselves. And so doing something like this, making that tangible for you is just a wonderful experience. It really is. And, you know, just to let everybody know, we're running a little over our 30-minute time, and that's fine, because I wanted to ask you if you could share some of the stories of wishes that come true.
Sure. I have so many. What comes to mind is, well, one, I saw my own dog that we adopted, Eddie, in a visualization. I was leading people, something I call wish circles. And I was leading the Wish Beads experience of visualization, and I saw my future office. I was sitting at my desk, and out of the corner of my eye, there was a top of a white, fluffy dog. And I thought to myself in the moment, even though I'm encouraging people not to engage with your commentary, your inner commentary, I did think, my goodness, I don't have a dog. Oh, boy. My kids have always wanted a dog. But I came home that night, told my husband, I think a dog is coming, because I'm telling you, I saw it in a visualization. And sure enough, it was about 3 months later. We're walking to the bank on a Saturday morning. I always passed a pet rescue place. I had not rescued a dog yet or a cat because I was a very busy mom of two boys and business owner, et cetera, and so forth. And I had this feeling wash over me, and I thought, oh my goodness, we're going to find our dog. And there he was. We walked up, and boom, we see this little shaggy guy. And that was actually a few years ago, and he's the light of our life, which was amazing. Another thing that came to me, which I thought was so interesting, is that sometimes people don't know what they're going to wish for, or they have a conscious wish, but they go through the experience and they're not, you know, they don't know what's going to come up for them. And that's really why I encourage people to do the guided visualization, getting quiet, seeing what comes up for your soul. But in one case, a woman shared with me afterward that she didn't know what she was going to wish for. She just came to the experience quite open, but she was, she saw this moment where she was standing in a brand new house. She saw the art on the wall. She saw it was a very modern house. And afterward, she said, this is so crazy, because for the last 2 years, I've been struggling with refinancing my home for whatever reason. There was all this technical stuff, and it didn't even occur to her to get a new home, to actually sell the home and go into a new space. From the visualization, she actually saw that new story, and she completely, after it was over, she's like, that's it. I know what I'm going to do now. I didn't realize why I was so stuck, but it was because my inside me, I had the answer, but I needed to quiet my mind and see it. And then from seeing it, she was like, now I know exactly what to look for. Actually, the home thing, this has come up lots of times for people, whether they're moving to a new city, but they actually see it and then they know what to look for because they've already pictured what their new home is. And sure enough, that's what happened.
How cool is that?
Yeah. Yeah. Our bodies know, more than we give us credit for, you know? I could go into like physics and all kinds of stuff about seeing and time, and that'll be another recording. But I do think we know more than we realize, and we know our bodies and our minds and our hearts and our souls know what we want, and it's not from your brain. It's not saying what should I do. It's a very different place. It's a deeper place, a place where you deserve the ultimate satisfaction. And I think that just the opportunity alone to taste that and experience that. It's fun. It's fun. You were born to be happy and totally satisfied. You did not come here to suffer. So you have to engage with the possibility of that exploration and then see for yourself.
Well, that's kind of shifting from what should I do to what could I do?
What could
I
do?
What,
that's right.
Yeah. You know,
that's
because when you think about it, you know, all of the good we could put out into the world if we actually put our mind to doing good.
Yeah.
You know, there's so much little bitty things. You know, I met this woman and we're still connected. I was in California on business and she was wearing a hat made of flowers, real flowers.
Oh,
and I'm a hat wearer. So I was like, wow, that is so beautiful. It's like, do you mind? Can I take a picture with you? Because I've just never seen that. And then took a picture. She makes hats every day. She makes a hat. And unbelievable to see this. And it's so funny because, as I said, we are still connected. We, you know, online, I, you know, told her, do me a favor and follow me because I can't follow people. Because I get yelled at by Facebook every once in a while. So I send me a friend request. And so all this time, and she actually had put out a post about, you know, what is it to just say hello to somebody or compliment their outfit or whatever, you know, never know how you can make a friend. And I typed in, I was like, well, that's how we connected. And she was like, you know, I forgot that. She said, it's true. And I was walking with two of my friends. My friends were like, you know, I can't even tell you how far ahead of me because they didn't even realize that I had stopped to talk to this woman because of her hat and take this picture. And I caught up with them. They were like, you kill me that you would do. But what is it to say to somebody, wow, what a beautiful outfit? Or, you know, my brother jokes with me. We went Christmas shopping one time and, you know, it's Scrooge and Mary Poppins shopping at the same time. Cause here I am in my Santa hat, my jingle bell earrings and whatnot.
Oh.
Singing songs, talking to everybody. And he's like, do you have to talk to every kid you see? Do you have to smile at everyone? I'm like, yes. And you've known me your whole life. I mean, why would you be such a Scrooge with me? Why don't you have a little fun? You know?
Yeah.
But it is.
I have to share with you another story because there are people that are kind of curious about the Wish Me's experience. But a customer wrote me back, or she just wrote me and said, I cannot believe this. I got my bracelet. I totally like loved it. And then I signed up for the Wish Work on your website. So my first, you know, I get the email about Time to Smile, which is the number, you know, the one thing. And I have to say, I was skeptical. Like I figured like, it looks so simple. Like why even bother? She said, but I was in the airport. It was, you know, everyone's crowded. They're all doing their thing, waiting to board the plane. There's a lot of people. And I'm sitting there and I see this little boy and he's about 4 or 5. And, you know, the parents are on their phones or doing whatever. And this kid's just looking around. And so I decide to test it, to give it a shot. And all it is like a call to action to smile at people. That's the whole exercise for the day. So she's skeptical. She's sitting there. She looks over, looks at this little boy and smiles at him. And with that, this little boy runs up to her, looks her square in the face and says, you are the best person ever. And she almost started crying because she was
I am crying.
Oh my God. She's like, what is going on? Because this is this game of seeing what is going to happen. What is going to happen if you just put yourself out even a little bit? Smiling at someone is an act of selfless giving because immediately you're changing the energy of that person. But the fact that boomerang experience came back to her, it was just the affirmation that she needed to say, oh my gosh, I I can do this. That's what she was sharing with me. That, like, I was skeptical and I was testing it. And this is what came back to me like a thousandfold. This message that I am special, coming from the mouth of a child, you know, was like electric. And I think that, you know, that to me, in those moments when you talk about my obstacles, you ask me about my obstacles. When I have my moments where running a business, especially, you know, as a mompreneur, I mean, I say that I'm a lean company. I look a lot bigger than I am, and we're actually, you know, doing extremely well. But I still value, you know, having my free life. Like, when I have those obstacles and I'm like, you know, buried in an Excel spreadsheet or dealing with, you know, all kinds of internal business stuff, I remember my why. And that is to ignite people to their own personal power, to make their wishes come true. And that's what carries me through. Obstacles are part of the journey of figuring things out. And yet the joy of just somebody saying, I'm going to give this a try, and the ripple effect of goodness that creates, oh, that's the legacy I want to leave. And that's what inspires me to just keep going, you know, keep going. And like you, we talked about this before we began, which is like, yes, I don't watch television. Yes, sometimes you have to sacrifice things. I do work a lot. I also value, you know, time with my family and having fun and all of that. But sometimes you have to give a little bit, right? You have to do a little, you have to put in the work. But I have definitely reaped the rewards of that, the satisfaction of that.
And on that note, what a perfect way to end this conversation. Please let everybody know how they can reach out to you, Alexa.
Absolutely. Well, you can learn all about Wishbeads at our website, which is wishbeads.com. I also encourage you to join me on Instagram at wishbeads.official, where I'm doing stories and you can see a lot of the teaching that we do. And if you're curious about Wishbeads, obviously you can check the website, but you can also check out our free app in iTunes, which is just under Wishbeads. And of course, picking up a copy of our book, Wishwork, available on my website and also on Amazon and bookstores.
I am so glad that you came to share with us today. And again,
don't forget
that we are doing a Mom Made product contest. So like, comment, and share, and you will have an opportunity to not only win a wish bead, but wish work, and put these two things together and see how 21 days can change everything that's going on in your life. So I thank you so much for being here with us today. On behalf of everyone here at Word of Mom Radio, I want to say thank you to all of you who've tuned in. I hope that you will enjoy our fabulous theme song from Smith Sisters Bluegrass, She Is You. And like, share, and comment. Believe me, you are going to be so happy to get these wish beads and this wish work. It will transform what you are doing and how you look at the things that go on in life. So until next time, this is Dori DiCarlo saying go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She